tonight? Oh, no, that's boy. No,
I didn't have my glasses on, that's why. Hey, buddy.
But call me new in about 2 weeks, okay?
I'm sorry?
2 weeks, I turn 50. I'm not new anything.
Oh, I thought... No.
You're getting old.
No kidding.
Well, my watch shows 6:15, so I'd like to convene this month's meeting of Human Services Committee and set up with our first order of business, which is roll call. I see that we're all in attendance except for Supervisor Hellman. Name is running waltz and missing.
Just so everyone knows, it was on Facebook. He tendered his resignation today.
I had heard just in a conversation from him, so I guess it'll be more official forthcoming. Be that as it may. So everyone here except for Supervisor Hellman. Next item on our docket is citizens' comments. Any citizens wishing to speak would have 5 minutes to do so. Please address your comments to the chair. Anyone wanting to make a citizen's comment? No? Seeing none? Citizens' comments are closed. Number three, chairman supervisor's comments. The only comment I have is that going forward, and I mentioned this to Mr. Jansen earlier today, is come our next meeting in October, I'd like to have a financial rundown of human services, both by human services in general and by Brookside. There was some concern expressed at one of our previous meetings on how human services was doing. And it's my understanding that some of these second quarter numbers are always in the realm that they've been in, but I would like further explanation on that, preferably a member of the administration to come and at least just give us a little thumbnail sketch on that. That is my comments for the time being. Any other supervisors have a comment?
I just have just one comment. As a member of the Board of Trustees at Brookside, I want to welcome the Human Services Committee to come and have the meeting here at Willowbrook. And then just a little comment on what you had mentioned now about the report, good idea to have one, the financial report on Brookside, where they're meeting today. It looks a lot better than what we had talked about last month, but it's a good idea to see if we get an explanation of what's going on.
Any other supervisors have a comment? It does come to mind that in addition to our regular committee meeting next month, which is usually on first Tuesday preceding county board, do not we also have something scheduled for budget presentation?
Yes.
What's the date on that, Laverne? Is it October 14th? Or
I believe it's the 18th.
Is it the 18th?
I believe it's the 18th.
It's a Thursday.
That would be the 18th.
Correct. At 4 o'clock.
And that is at the Job Center, correct?
Yes. That would be combined with the Human Services Board.
Correct. So that's just a heads up to this committee that we have two meetings that month. One will be in the first week of the month, as I expect, and then this one will be the big one, the big budget presentation, 4 p.m. October 18th at the Job Center. You are certainly encouraged to come. We'd love to have you. We realize your schedule and so forth. You're not a mandate to attend, but do that as you're able to. And I suppose with our record, we should say that Mr. Siskowski Chance is not here this evening. That's our other youth and governance member. Further supervisors' comments? If not, I'd entertain approval of minutes for August 7, 2018. I assume everyone's had a chance to read
Make those. A motion to approve.
I had a question about them.
Go ahead.
I'm new to this still, but I noticed that we're missing Mike and David on these. Are they, if they don't, they're not, if they're just absent, do we not put them on there? That's just a question.
They were not present during the proceedings of the committee, correct?
Okay. Second.
I have a moved and seconded to approve the minutes of August 7th. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Ethan Governance?
Aye.
Very well. unanimous, thank you. Moving on to resolution number 5, the appointment of Boyd Frederick to Kenosha County Commission on Aging and Disability Services. Who is handling that?
I will. Just to give you some background, that the we are required to have both an Aging and Disability Resource Center Board and a Commission on Aging for our for those respective program areas. We have been allowed to combine the two, and the county board about a year, 2 years ago, approved combining the two committees. We do have, there are certain requirements in terms of percentage of older persons, percentage of persons with disabilities that have to be represented, and then other categories. And certainly we, over the years, we have appreciated having a county board member, at least one, if not more, county board members on the committee. And Rick Dodge was a member for a number of years, and as he's off the county board now, the county executive asked Boyd to represent, and he has accepted, and we're very happy that he is willing to be a part of our commission. We meet every other month.
It's an every other month?
Mm-hmm.
And won't tax your schedule, Boyd, you're fully capable of doing
that? Yeah, because right now, just so you know, my background is I've been a caregiver for my wife since 2005. Okay. So I just have to make sure she's all set for a couple hours, and it's the same thing I do for county board meetings.
Well, I applaud your ability to be nominated for this position. I'd entertain a motion to accept.
I'll make a motion. Second.
Gable first, or makes the motion. Supervisor Berg second. Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Rest of the committee?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Passes unanimously. Thank you, Boyd.
Okay, can I, Zach and David, when it comes to the budget, we've moved the meeting to October 10th. We don't know what time yet for judiciary and law, but I just want to make sure you guys had that.
Thank
Sorry
you,
about
thank,
that.
Thanks.
No, it's fine. It's fine. We can now move
What time
on.
Did you say?
It depends on how much that's of our stuff we have to do. It could be 6, it could be 6:30.
Thank you, Boyd. We can now move on to resolution number 6, which is the reappointment of Julie Hausman to the Kenosha County Workforce Development Board.
I don't really have any information other than this is a reappointment, and the individual has attended meetings and been a valued member. But other than that, I can't tell you.
I don't have
any information.
Backstory. Okay. Well, assuming this is a reappointment, the person has served well, I would entertain a motion to approve.
I'll second the motion.
First by who? Supervisor Berg, second by Supervisor Sullivan. Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Passes unanimously. Mm-hmm. On to our next item of business. Reappointment of Bill Erickson to Kenosha County Board of Administrative Appeals.
Bill Erickson is a former county employee, has been retired for a number of years, has served well regularly on the committee, and that's about all I have.
No other pertinent data?
No.
Questions from the committee? Move to approve.
So moved.
Supervisor Gable, Supervisor Berg second. Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Any opposed? None seen, passes unanimously. On to agenda item number 8, reappointment of Gail Gantz to Kenosha County Board of Administrative Appeals.
Again, this is a reappointment. Gail was a county employee for a number of years, had served on the county board, and has attended meetings regularly.
Motion approved.
Second.
Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Supervisors?
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes unanimously. I think that brings us to item number 9, presentation. Willowbrook Assisted Living by Tara Paskowitz. And what we might do is just might take this out of order. Are we going to tour the facility, or are we just staying in this room?
I can do the presentation and then give a tour afterwards, if for those who are interested. If you
Let's
like.
Do that. We'll do the
I can do a info session right. here, and then for those who are interested, we can go after.
Okay. Sounds good.
So, like Gabe said, I welcome you to Willowbrook. Thank you for coming today. We're happy to host you. I don't know how many of you are familiar with the history of Brookside and Willowbrook. I mean, Brookside in itself has been for part of the county for almost 100 years, if not over, starting with Willowbrook TB Sanatorium back in 1915. So we were honored to kind of grab that name and bring it back into history to honor our history of taking care of our citizens of Kenosha County. A little background about myself is I'm born and raised in Kenosha. I volunteered at Brookside when I was in high school at Bradford, so I was excited to jump on the opportunity to work at Brookside. I was the activity director there for the last 7 years, and then was offered the position to work here at Willowbrook and get this up and running. So I'm blessed to have stayed in the community and work for an organization as Kenosha County and then love it. So Willowbrook is the Kanawha County's first assisted living, Kenosha County owned assisted living. What differs us from Brookside is the level of care that we provide. So Brookside is a skilled nursing facility, a nursing home that some people refer to it. They provide nursing services 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In assisted living, you can provide almost the same amount of services with the exception of the nursing services. So you're able to provide personal care, you're able to provide assistance with dressing, grooming, bathing, and all that, up to 3 hours of nursing care a week. So if they need help with wound management or IV treatment, anything that requires a nurse to provide those services, that's where there's limitations. But other than that, if they're one assist, they need help with a machine to lift them and transfer them, we're able to accommodate them here. What makes us unique is that we are the only continuum of care campus in Kenosha where we offer an assisted living with a skilled nursing facility on the same campus. So it's a great opportunity for those who might need to come to Brookside for short-term rehab and then are not able to return home safely, so they need assisted living. They can come to Willowbrook. It's a smooth transition between the two communities. And then down the road, if they ever needed that additional support of a skilled nursing facility, it'll be a smooth transition back if they're appropriate and the beds are available. As we know, though, Brookside is pretty popular, so we can never promise anything in that aspect. But we are a small community, unlike Brookside, and 154 beds in total at Brookside, including those 48 rehab short-term beds. Willowbrook is 24 beds. We have two neighborhoods of 12. So we tried to make it as small-like and home-like as possible, cozy feel. That is the goal of assisted living, is to make it home-like in the least restrictive environment and where we promote independence as much as possible. We want them to be as independent as they can, but with that security of knowing that staff are available 24/7. So we do have RA staff, resident assistant staff, on site here to help out with anything they may need, whether it is assistance with personal cares or if it's to close their blinds if they can't reach it, you know, or things like that. They're here 24/7. We do have a part-time nurse on staff too. Part of state rules, state regulations does not require a nurse, but we are happy to have a part-time RN on site 24 hours a week and then on call when she is not here. We opened in mid-June. June 15th was our open date, so we're going on to our three-month anniversary here. We're almost half full. We're at 10 today. We had two admits today. So we're moving a little, the ball's getting rolling faster and faster as we go here. So it's exciting times. It's hard not to get a reference from Brookside just because Brookside has over 600 people that come in and out of Brookside in a year. So I'm finding that everyone I talk to has some kind of story about Brookside, which is great because Brookside has a great reputation. But we did get a community member, a couple community members too. So finally our name is getting out into the public and that, which is an awesome feeling too. So. Other than that, I do have some marketing material if anyone's interested. I do have frequently asked questions, brochures, and my business card. We are a community, like I said, that's focused on taking care of our customers, however they need it. Our pricing structure is scheduled that way too, where we're all inclusive in that aspect, where we have three different levels of care based off of their needs. They are placed on that level. And the services are provided. We don't do an a la carte every 15 minutes and our RA staff is with you, you get charged $20 or whatever. It's kind of all inclusive where whatever their needs are, we meet them and service them and help them live the best life they can live in this community. We encourage them to come and go in the community as much as possible. If they need assistance setting up transportation to events, to meetings, to old, they used to meet somewhere with their friends and play cards, we'll help them get there too. We want to encourage them to maintain that community involvement too, so much as if they're still driving. We'll have parking spots for them up front that we'd be happy to have them reserved for them. So other than that, are there any questions right off the top of your heads. Otherwise, we can talk a little bit more in the tour, too. But I just wanted to give a basic summary of Willowbrook and what we can offer to our citizens of Kenosha County.
So when you say, you know, say they met at Common Grounds or whatever for the last however many years, did they just tell you, or I mean, are there set hours where you guys will transport?
So we don't personally provide transportation at this time, but we can help assign, like set up transportation,
okay,
whether that is calling caravan or Uber or whatever, you know. We're able to help set that up.
And then are we competitive on price-wise with the rest of the community?
Yes, yeah, so we are a private pay-only community here at Willowbrook, and one of our competitors is the Addison. And they're fairly new as well, and they are private pay only community, and we have very similar rates.
Can you remind me, where is that? Pleasant Prairie?
Yes,
okay.
That is in Pleasant Prairie, behind St. Catharines.
Yep,
mm-hmm. Right south. Any other questions? Anything off the top of your head? Otherwise, I look forward to showing you Willowbrook even more. But, okay.
If there's no other questions, we'll move on to point number 11. Any other business authorized by law? Anything we should talk about or discuss before we adjourn? Going once, going twice, gone.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn, Supervisor Nudo, second by...
Either one of us, it doesn't matter.
Anyone.
All those in favor of adjournment, youth and governance.
Aye.
Committee, aye. We stand adjourned. And for those who are available, let's take the tour.
It's a quick one. Like I said, we're a small community, so
yeah. I'm going to assume I can move my stuff.
Oh, please. Please leave your stuff. Yes. If anyone wants marketing, I'll leave them at the table, too. You can grab them.
If you leave your wallet, I'll say.
No, my wallet. Come on with me.
Otherwise, I was going to stay behind and wait.
Deputy Supervisor.
Oh, gee.
So you'll bring that financial info for Brookside to the next county board meeting?
I could.
It'd be helpful if you would.
Sure.
Because there's some questions on
that. Yeah.
Excuse me. Were you able to get the resolution signed?
Any of them. I'm hoping we signed any of them.
Okay, so do you want to keep them then and get them back to me?
Well, I'll actually make sure they get signed before we leave this evening.
We can
sign
it when we come back.
Thank you.
Okay, well, this right here is Willowbrook. From that hallway over is Brookside. So we have a nice connector hallway that connects the new construction for Brookside, which is our short-term rehab, and this new construction, which is Willowbrook. There's two neighborhoods as well. So like I said, we're trying to make it as common as possible. And we're actually set up very similar to what we have facility over there. So it's a very smooth transition. If they're comfortable with the rehab over there, they can move there. It's a very familiar look to that too. The first thing you'll notice is it's a very open concept. When you walk in, you